Penguin Audio presents Alan Lomax by John Zwed. Read by Scott Sowers. To Roger D. Abrams and the Department of Folklore and Folklife, University of Pennsylvania, 1962 to 1999. Introduction. The first time I saw Alan Lomax was at a meeting of the Society for Ethnomusicology, an academic group then too new to have developed its own orthodoxies. They were still debating the definition of music, the meaning of dance, the function of song, all with a sense of wonder and urgency. The founders of the discipline were all there: Charles Seeger, Mantle Hood, Alan Merriam, but the doors were still wide open. I was a graduate student, new to the world of folklorists and ethnomusicologists, and eager to connect with them somehow. The big event that night was a concert of African music by the Nigerian drummer Olatunji, who had added to his group some of the members of the Sun Ra Orchestra, and the mixture of the two musics had the scholars puzzled. As the audience filed out, I saw Lomax talking with two men who I later learned were Colin Turnbull and Weston Labar, not your everyday anthropologists. I knew it was Lomax despite never having seen a picture of him, because his slightly genteel Texas accent drifted to the back of the room. He was big, though I suppose not as big as he looked, in an ill-fitting blue suit with his collar and tie askew. Well-dressed enough to be a Bible salesman in Alabama, I thought, but missing the mark of a successful academic. Later, in the high 60s, when I knew him better...